Agriculture Today is back now here on the K-State Radio Network. The latest in agricultural technology will be up for full discussion and to a certain extent display at the 2018 Kansas Agricultural Technologies Conference, co-sponsored by K-State Research and Extension, along with the Kansas Ag Research and Technology Association, known as CARTA for short. With us once again, A.J. Sharda. He's a precision agricultural engineer here at K-State and precision agricultural economist, K-State, Terry Griffin. They'll both be on hand for this conference coming up January the 18th and the 19th. They will be presenting a bit as well there. Terry, we'll start with you. This is year in and year out a premier opportunity for growers and others to learn about what's new in ag technology.
It is, Eric. You know, it's a great opportunity for networking. There's 140-something farmers usually come to this. This is the third year in our new location in Junction City, Kansas. But, yeah, it's been going on for 21 years. Last year we had our 20th anniversary, brought back some folks who were involved in the first couple of conferences and discussed how the world has changed or maybe not changed. And this year we're going to go around the corner and look into the future a little bit.
AJ, as you look at this conference, how do you perceive its value to producers out there?
I think this is a great place where it's a perfect synergy between producers who are on the upper end of technology adoption and utilization. They understand crop production. They understand economics. They are always looking for newer technology to adopt, to understand, to learn. Then there are people who are coming out from industry or academia to talk about some of the newer work which is going around. And then people like general farmers and participants, there's a great environment where lots of open-end discussion goes on, and people are free to throw their ideas out and discuss both ways in terms of pros and cons of that technology versus practices. So it's a perfect place to be in terms of learning what's going on, share your thoughts about your own experiences with people who are in the similar business of crop production, learn something new, and then walk away with some really good key points at the end of the day.
And folks who have attended in the past will reemphasize this, but the uniqueness of this format is that it is very interactive. It's not just a series of PowerPoint presentations and papers handed out. There is great dialogue through and through.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think this one very unique aspect of this conference is also after our supper the first day, we choose a topic to talk about, and people sit down for the next 2.5-3 hours and have discussion on that point, and normally that discussion point is something which is really up and coming, where people have different opinions, there are different perspectives out there, but it has value for people to go out and try it. So I think that is very unique for this conference.
Now, Terry, you said that this conference will not so much look in the rearview mirror as peer around the corner to what's next. So in that respect, what do you see on the program here that would be considered a highlight or two?
Well, we have 5 out-of-state speakers who are nationally, internationally known. And AJ was speaking about how our Thursday night session is, we try to do something controversial to get a reaction. Jeremy Wilson, he works for Crop IMS. He farms in Illinois, and I've known Jeremy for quite some time, and he has some really good insights from industry as well as production agriculture. He is going to talk about how to make sure that we're harvesting our assets to the best of our ability, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what he has to say, and I'm going to kind of sit back and watch the interaction of the crowd during his presentation. One of the new things, you've heard me talk about automation and, automated guidance is adopted more than yield monitors because of, some obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. Blue River Technology will be there at CARTA this year and talking about autonomous technology. And so that's going to be peering around the corner.
Yeah, that's the next
wave.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's going to be quite interesting. Also, kind of along the same lines, we've got Jason Ward coming in from North Carolina State University. Jason's had a history with Mississippi State as well as AGCO, and he's going to be speaking about the Internet of Machines and talking about how farm data is used at the farm level as well as the corporate level, and maybe give us some ideas of some win-win scenarios that will be – that we can expect in the future. We also have Brian Arnell coming in from Oklahoma State. Many of our listeners will know who Brian is and be familiar with him. And his topic will be on variable rate fertility. But I suspect that if you cornered him in a hallway, he'd be more than happy to talk to you about what he thinks about mobile apps on your phone. He's sort of a national expert on that as well.
So it's a loaded program, and we can't overstate the depth of the program and the panel discussions and, in fact, the kinds of things that both of you will be passing along as part of the rapid-fire sessions out of K-State. What are you going to be speaking on, AJ?
Eric, I'm going to talk a little bit about the pulse width modulation technology for liquid application. In the past, we talked about something like high-speed planting technologies. But liquid application is another up and coming. It's a hot topic all the time. We have seen some new things this year in terms of the drift aspect of it, you know, new regulations, product. So understanding technology, it has really some really good, you know, benefits. Almost every manufacturer has switched to pulse width modulation over the last 2 to 3 years. So I think we are in the right time in terms of telling the producers, you know, what this technology has all about and, you know, to offer.
And Terry, what will you offer up?
We're going to give an update on some of the adoption statistics in Kansas. We're going to have a poster to match it. So in rapid fire, we're going to, can't remember how many minutes that each of the K-State faculty will have, but not very long. So we got to get out pretty quick. And we're going to have a poster session as well. And we'll have some of the same information on those. And the posters will be mostly graduate students. And those will be available in the area where the vendors, our exhibit hall, will be.
So it's quite a mix of university expertise, those from the industry itself, mm-hmm. farmers who have employed technology and have been on the cutting edge of actual on-farm mm-hmm. research as members of CARTA. You have a lot of moving parts to this mm-hmm. program. It's been exceptional over the years. And how to participate, there's plenty of time to register yet, Terry.
January 10 is sort of our early bird cutoff.
You know, that's next Wednesday.
If you register by January 10, it's going to be $50 off. Something new we're going to try this year is any post-secondary student in the state of Kansas that could be K-State, Fort Hays State, Highland Community College, or others, they can register for $75 for the full conference.
Hmm. So you're trying to attract young folks in to get their feet wet in this area as well.
From my perspective, I think this is a great opportunity for those students to come out and at least interact with faculty out of K-State, you know, with producers who are there in terms of active participation and industry people and academic people from outside the state. I have learned a lot. Every time I go there, whatever work we are doing, talk about what they think about their research or just get the general idea on a technology adoption or the aspect of profitability, you know, the usability of any technology. So whatever your goal is, you know, whether you want to go, you know, learn about technology mm-hmm. adoption or, you know, the educational component or, you know, or research, you can do all. And then you can also find network with the right people to interact beyond this meeting as well.
It is an outstanding opportunity across the board. The basic admission is $275 for both days, noting that includes everything, proceedings, materials, meals, refreshments, and so forth. And you can save $50 on that registration fee if you get on the books no later than this coming Wednesday, January the 10th. There's also information, finally here, Terry, on the CARTA website concerning the mm-hmm. conference itself, right?
Everything's on the website, our agenda's up, and you can register online.
And you can do so at this address, CARTA, CARTA-online.org, CARTA-online.org to register online. Again, get that done before too long now. Well, we're wishing the both of you good luck in the presentations you'll be putting forth at this big meeting coming up here not too long from now. And thanks for giving us a notion of what's on the agenda there. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Eric. We're looking forward to it.
K-State Research and Extension's Terry Griffin. and A.J. Sharda. Terry, a precision agricultural economist, and A.J., a precision agricultural engineer. Both of them will be on the program along with many other leaders in this area of precision agricultural technology at the 2018 Kansas Agricultural Technologies Conference once more. It's taking place on Thursday and Friday, January the 18th and the 19th, in Junction City at the Geary County Convention Center. CartaOnline.org for more information or online registration. This is Agriculture Today. Now we'll break away for a few moments. When we come back, today's agricultural news headlines coming your way. And standing by to talk about an exciting new development in wheat research facilities here in Manhattan, Marcia Boswell with the Kansas Wheat Scoop, and more still ahead here on the K-State Radio Network.